It's good to be in God's house. If you have your Bibles, turn with me tonight. Book of Isaiah chapter 9. Speaking to you tonight with a couple thoughts the Lord put on my heart. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 1 through 2 says this. I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. Nevertheless, that time of darkness and despair will not go on forever. The land of Zebulun and Naphtali will be humbled, but there will be a time in the future in the land of Galilee of the Gentiles, which lies along the road that runs between the Jordan and the sea, will be filled with glory. And the people who walked in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine. Let's pray. Father, we come before you tonight. Thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you, Father, for this season, Lord. Father, we celebrate your birth. Lord, we just thank you for coming to this world, Lord. But you didn't stay as a baby, but you came and you grew up and you became a man. And Lord, that you had a ministry and you died on the cross, but you didn't stay in that grave. You rose, Lord. Thank you tonight, God, for your word. Lord, we need your anointing, God. Help me to get out of the way. And Lord, let your word come forth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I had a thought tonight to be simply this. We need some hope dealers.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
The people walked into great darkness. The scripture says there, I'm going to be fighting this tonight because my book doesn't want it. Didn't want to stay put. See if I can get it there. In our culture, we call certain people that dwell, that deal with goods, we call them dealers, right? If we need a car, what do? We go down to the car dealership, right? And we talk to a car dealer and talk to him or her about our needs and what we have and to trade in or to collide, whatever it is to get a car, vehicle. If a young man is looking to marry a young lady, he goes to a place where there's a diamond dealer, right? Which we call those jewelry stores. And he's looking for somebody that deals in diamonds. On the wrong side of the law, we talk about people that deal with drugs. What are they? A drug dealer, right? So there's all types of dealers in this world. And tonight, church, we need some hope dealers.
Yeah.
We need some hope in this world.
Yes, sir.
And any time in history tonight in the church, we need some hope. We need some people that are dealing in hope. Let's look at this passage of Scripture real quick. In the land of Israel, they were going through a tough time. It had been several years, the Bible had prophesied, this was in the book of Isaiah, and they had prophesied that there would be several years, there would be a land of darkness. And I think there was over 400 years, and God was quiet. And from the time that they came back, the children of Israel came back from the land of captivity of Babylon, and they came back, and they set up a new temple, but there was not much heard from God. And there's a little bit of time, if you know your history, the Maccabees rose up, and that's where we get Hanukkah, and the Jews celebrate the dedication of lights. But there wasn't much going on as far as God speaking. And this particular country, Naphtali, and I just forgot it. I have to look at my notes. Naphtali and Zebulun. Those two aren't the two tribes of Israel that we think of most of all, right? We think of Judah, and we think of Reuben, or even the Levi, the Levitical tribe. We don't think of these tribes. And these, when they came into the town, when they came into Israel, and they began to get their country and their land that God had given them, these guys were kind of the outcasts. They weren't as famous as Judah, which the king tribe Jesus came out of, and the tribe of David came out of that tribe. But that we don't think of them as that. But over 400 years, there was silence. Told you, I'm just gonna pick this up. I'm struggling with that. I'm gonna have to give you something different. But the prophet Isaiah prophesied that the day was coming. There was hope coming in this land of darkness. The dictionary defines hope as this: a feeling of expectation and desire for certain things to happen. As long as we have hope tonight, church, we can endure. You know, if we have just a little bit of hope, that's all we need to be able to endure. Just a little bit of hope.
Yeah.
That's what we need tonight, church. I love to listen to Jensen Franklin. I think I heard Sister Brenda's here a while back say she likes to hear him preach. Love to hear the man preach. And I listen to him practically almost every day. I've caught up on his sermons now, so I have to wait till he comes out with a new one, but listen to his podcast. And here a while back, I was listening to a podcast where he's talking about a study where a psychologist decided to do a study on some rats. And he took some rats and he put them in a tank full of water and he began to let them swim. And for 10 minutes, they swam and they eventually drowned at the 10-minute mark. So he went out and he got in some more rats, put them in the same tank with water, and let them begin to swim. At about the 9.5-minute mark, he reached down, this scientist, psychologist, and he picked those rats up out of the water, and he dried them, he warmed them up, pampered them for about an hour. Then he put them back in the tank, and he let them swim. And he said that they swam this time for 16 minutes. Then he reached down about when the time that they was about ready to panic, about ready to drown at that 16-minute mark. He reached down and picked them back up and warmed them up, dried them off. And about another hour, then he put them back down in the tank again. And it says that the trial went on, and this time, 30 minutes, those rats swam. And then, at about the time the 30 minutes was up, and then looked like they were going to drown, he reached down and picked them up again. And all in all, this experiment, those rats ended up swimming for 36 hours. All because they knew that at one point, this hand was going to come down and save them tonight, church. That's what we have in the hope of God and hope of Jesus. Amen. How many times have we felt His hand reach down and save us just when we thought we was going to give up? Just when we thought we couldn't make it anymore, like those rats. They knew that if they kept on going, even though that there was they were tired and they were worn out. This year has got us to the point where we're tired and we're worn out as we're ending this year, right? As we're staring down 2021, this year has been a rough year. But church, we can be like those rats. Keep on going because we know that there's a mighty hand, amen, that will reach down. He's done it before and He'll do it again, amen. My Bible says He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Yes, sir.
And He's going to reach down and He'll pull us out. All we need is a little hope. All we need is just a glimmer of hope. And that's what these Israelites, this prophet was prophesying to them. There's going to be hope. There's going to be a land of darkness. There's going to be a time when you're not going to hear from God. There's going to be a time when you're going to give up. And in this year, 2020, there's been times where we thought it's easy to give up. But we got to realize tonight, church, we have hope.
We have hope. Yes, sir.
We have hope tonight. As we look back at this year, there's been a lot of darkness. Amen. 2020 won't go down as the most famous year. The best year. It won't go in Time Magazine as the year of the year, right? Yeah. If that makes any sense. Yeah. You see a lot of people getting put on Time Magazine of the year. 2020 probably won't go down unless you gave birth and had a baby. If you got married, 2020 is going to be on the back of our memory. Far back there, right?
Right.
We don't want anything to do with it. And this year has been a year of darkness. A lot of worry, a lot of anxiety, a lot of uncertainty. A lot of things that we counted on have either gone or changed. I mean, things that we just counted on, simple things like sports, you know, the seasons. I kind of have my calendar by the sports season. I think I get an amen or two there. But spring means baseball starts, and then there's the All-Star. That means that summer is about midway, and then comes the fall, and then the pennant chases. And they still had that, but the baseball season didn't start till almost August. And so the year's been kind of wacky, and we've had college football and all these things, but nobody's hardly got to go to them. And those are just petty things, but things have changed. I was watching the Thanksgiving Day Parade, and I don't think they even had it. They were just showing highlights of previous years. That was odd. Every year I get up, and whether I pay attention to it or not, I turn it on just to have it on the background. In fact, a couple years ago, McKenna said, are we going to watch the Thanksgiving Day Parade? I didn't even think it was a tradition that she thought anything about. I always just had it on TV, but things are different.
Things
that we counted on have been changed. Amen?
Yes,
as we stare down 2021, there's still a lot of uncertainty and darkness. Just because we're going into a new year, things don't look as good as they did this time last year going into 2020. Just because of where we're at. Mm-hmm. Amen? There's still darkness, church. Especially with the turnout of the election not going the way we Christians wanted it to go.
Yeah.
Amen? We wanted it to go a certain way. I'll be honest. I wanted it to go a certain way. And it didn't go that way. I thought for sure that it was going to go the way I wanted it to. I prayed for it. But that doesn't mean it's not God's will. It didn't turn out the way I wanted it to. COVID cases are spiking. It seems like every day you turn on the news and they just keep getting higher and higher and higher. in the cases. One reason is they're testing more. The media won't tell you that. But it just seems like this pressure that we can't catch a break. Anybody else feeling that?
Yeah.
It's just like the numbers are spiking and things are going crazy. We've been told to embrace for a long, dark winter, even by the new administration that's coming in. Boy, that's real encouraging, isn't it? Sounds like darkness to me. Sounds like a land of darkness. But just like the land of Galilee, we too have hope tonight, church. But unlike the land of Galilee, we know where our hope is.
Right.
Amen? The prophet was prophesying that a day was coming. We know the Messiah came.
Yeah.
We know who He is. We know that He's Jesus. We know in this season of Christmas, it's a season of hope. It's a season of joy. That a baby came into a dark world when there was no hope. There was no hope for them at that time. They were just going along, stumbling in the darkness. But here along came a baby. And Pastor preached an awesome message this morning describing that, of what happened. And church, this is the season of hope. And we need to be hope dealers tonight.
Amen.
We need to be celebrating this season. And I know it's not been the best year. And I know it's a year where a lot of people are struggling. A lot of people have lost loved ones. But if anybody ever needs hope, that this is the year, church. If you've been saved by the blood of the Lamb, we have a hope. No matter how dark it gets, no matter who is the president, no matter no matter what he says goes, no matter what law he tries to pass, we have a King of Kings that is mightier than the president. We have a hope that it's not in this world, but it's out of this world.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
No matter how dark it gets, our hope is in Christ Jesus. He's prepared a place for us, and when He comes, it takes us home, whether by the grave or the rapture. It doesn't matter. We've got a hope tonight, church.
We've got a hope.
I'd much rather go by the rapture.
Thank
Amen?
God. Thank God. Yes, sir.
Dying doesn't sound too good to me, but we have a hope either way. We spend eternity with Him. We have a hope tonight that this world doesn't have. Our hope tells us that we have hope in Jesus. He's our provider, our protector, and our healer. Our hope tells us that we will see our loved ones again tonight, church. Amen? We have a hope in the land of darkness. In this time, in 2020, as it's coming to a close and the year begins, and it's dark, we have a light that shines into the darkness. Amen. Turn with me over to the book of John.
Yes, sir.
Chapter 1. Light shines its best in the dark. John chapter 1. I love reading this scripture. When we read the Christmas story, we read, and rightfully so, we go to Luke chapter 2, then we go to Matthew. But we hardly ever preach out of John chapter 1, but in the Christmas story is here as well. In verse 1 it says, "In the beginning the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God." Verse 2, "He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through Him, and nothing was created except for through Him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and His life brought light to everyone." Verse 5, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it." I think the King James Version says, "The darkness comprehendeth it not." Yep, it's right up there. Church, the light shines in the darkness. This is the Christmas story as well. The world was full of darkness, and Jesus Christ shone into the world. His light, amen. That's why we light up our tree. That's why we light up our buildings. That's why we light up our houses. It's because of the Christmas, because of light, because of Jesus Christ coming into this world. We have a hope. Light brought forth darkness and began. Then when the light comes forth, darkness begins to retreat. If we were to turn out, if I'd have thought of it, I had somebody turn out all the lights back there. But if you just turn out all the lights and you turn on just a little bit of light, it begins to illuminate the whole room. Amen? Because the darkness begins to retreat when light comes forth.
Yes.
Just a little light in the dark room can illuminate it. Just when it seemed like the prophets' prophecies were not coming to pass. Remember, for 400 years, nothing had happened. Just when it seemed like it wasn't going to come to pass, a light shone forth in the town of Bethlehem. God lit up the whole world to see the light. He used a star to guide the wise men to come to the baby Jesus to bring gifts. No longer was the land walking around in a land of darkness, but a light had shined forth in a little baby. This little baby was going to grow up. He was going to be a carpenter's son, and he was going to learn that trade. But then one day he was going to launch his own ministry. And his ministry, what land did he come out of? He came out of the land of Galilee. That prophecy was fulfilled, amen? When it said out of the land of Galilee. And then one of the disciples, I believe, or somebody said, "Nothing good comes from the land of Galilee," except for Jesus did. No longer would that town, that country, that land be walking around in a land of darkness. But the light shone forth. Church, we have that same light today. Jesus Christ is the light of the world right here today. We sung the song a while ago, send the light, the blessed gospel light, and let it shine. Right now, we need to let that light shine more now than ever in our country, in our world, in this year. As we're into 2020, we begin 2021. The Lord tarries is coming. We need to let the light shine in our lives. Amen. We need to be hope dealers. We have a dark world around us, and in case you missed it, it needs some light.
Needs some light.
This world is dark, and it's dreary, and it needs some light. And you and I have that light tonight, church. We need to light it up tonight.
Yes, sir.
Don't take that out of context. We need to let the light of Jesus light up. We need some hope. Again, as we see 2020 come to an ending that people all over the world are going to be cheering. Amen? People are going to be counting down. I bet you people stay up this New Year's Eve and can't wait for the clock to strike midnight and the 2021 begin. I can't remember when the last time I saw a New Year begin. It's been probably a decade. Because I'm ready to go to bed about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. I may have made it, but I'm not excited about it. I'm ready to go to bed. It's just another day. But this year, I'm going to stay up just to see the year pass.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah. Come on.
Don't laugh. You will be doing the same thing too. Yet, as we look at 2021, to be honest, as a human, it doesn't look much better, if I'm honest with you, church.
That's right.
2021 is just another year on the calendar because things aren't much better. Numbers aren't much better. An administration that's coming into the White House, we need to pray, church.
Yeah.
Whether you're Republican or Democrat, you need to pray. There are things, just thank the good Lord, we got some things on the Supreme Court that we might actually see some things happen, but we need to pray. Things don't look much better, but with Christ, we can take another look at the situation. And even though it's dark, and we're looking at a dark winter, there's light with Christ. Amen?
Yes,
there's light with Jesus. There is hope.
Yes, there is.
And we have that hope. All the darkness looks like it's going to gain ground and gain foothold. Every day it looks like it's getting more and more. However, when the light shines into the darkness cannot comprehend it. The darkness goes away. Folks are ripe right now to hear about our hope. Do you know that?
Yes.
Folks are waiting. Folks are looking for something more now than ever. This world is ready for some hope. People need something. People are looking for something. They're tired. They're worn out just like you and I. And they need some hope. And we have that hope tonight, church. Instead, most of us in the church world are going around just like the rest of the world. And I get it. We're struggling. We're going through things. We ran out of toilet paper just like the rest of the world. We bought the groceries and all those things just like the rest of the world. But church, we have hope that this world doesn't have.
Right.
We have hope that, Lord forbid, that one of our loved ones is put on a ventilator and says their last breath because of COVID. I pray that that doesn't happen. But we know that if they're saved, we're going to see them on the other side of Jordan. Amen?
That's right.
That's not the final goodbye. And I don't want that to happen. But we have that hope. You see, the world doesn't have a hope. The world, once that person takes their last breath, they're gone. They're not going to see them again is what they think. They don't have that hope. But you and I have a hope that we can share with them.
Yes.
And we can share the light tonight, church. Folks are looking for something more than this world can give them, more than politics, thank the Lord, more than money. They need hope. They need some hope dealers tonight, dealing some hope in their lives. We have that hope. And we can face tomorrow. We can get up. I've said this several times. The reason we can get up and face good old Monday is because we know He lives. And it's not a good Monday. Monday is the worst day of the week. In my book, Brother Chris's book too, amen? I know every day isn't the Lord's a good day. But if we're honest and we get down to where the rubber meets the road, we don't like Monday. If you do, I'll talk to you later because you're lying and we need to ask for forgiveness. Amen? Unless you're retired, you might. I might give you a break there. But Mondays, nobody likes it because it's the first day of the week, of the work week. But church, we have hope. Even on a Monday, because our Savior is risen. Because He lives, like the song says, I can face tomorrow. I can face Monday. I can face Tuesday. I can face Wednesday, Thursday. Everybody loves Friday, Saturday, and the best day, Sunday. We can face it, amen? No matter how dark this world gets. He came as a Messiah, a babe in a lowly manger, and he died on a tree, but he rose victoriously. Amen?
Yes, sir.
This Christmas, what if this Christmas we decided to make the end of 2020 go out with the brightness like this world has never seen? What if we decided these last 2 weeks that we just lit up the world? Yeah. That we just lit up our neighbors around us? That we began to show some hope? We began to talk about and tell them about what this season is all about. This is the most joyous season. It's my favorite season. I love Christmas. I love everything about it. From white Christmas movies, that was the first movie that I ever seen as a kid. My parents bought a VCR, went to Food for Less in Bentonville, Arkansas, picked out the VCR. The first movie we ever watched was White Christmas, because my mom said that was her first movie she ever seen as a kid. And that movie, I'll watch it before Christmas is over. I'll watch that movie, love that movie. But I love everything from the snow we seen last week to the stockings, to the tree, you name it, the Christmas songs. I love Christmas. I'm a guy that loves Christmas. It's my favorite holiday. It's truly, to steal from Andy Williams, it's the most wonderful time of the year. And a couple weeks ago, we took our kids Christmas light looking. I don't know what we were thinking, because we crammed 2 adults and 5 teenagers into a small SUV. That's not a good recipe to have a happy family. You know, you have these visions of back when they were younger and they were all in car seats and we drive around and look at the lights and go for some hot chocolate and everything was, it didn't work so much when it was teenagers. I think we made it an hour and we're like, we had to pull over and find an altar and ask for forgiveness. But we did make it to some neighborhoods. As we was over in Bentonville, we began to see, seemed to me like, and I made a comment to Christina, that there seemed like there's more houses lit up this year. And we made it over to Rogers into the Shadow Valley area. And man, it was lit up like crazy over in that area. And it's a time that this world, it seems like that more people have lit up this year their yards and their trees more than ever. And I don't know if it's because so many people are working from home and trying to get away, and suddenly putting up Christmas lights doesn't sound so bad and to get away, or if it's just the fact that they're wanting to tell 2020 that, hey, we're going to have some encouragement, we're going to have some hope. Amen?
Amen.
It's time, church, that we light up this world with the hope of Jesus. It's time we be that city on the hill for all to see. It's time we become hope dealers. It's time we tell the world that no matter what tomorrow brings, Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday and so on, tomorrow is full of uncertainty. But we know the Prince of Peace. 2021 is full of uncertainty. And let me go back to that. Just because it's a new calendar year doesn't mean things are looking good. If you, as a human speaking, I'm just speaking as human on the surface, things don't look like they're going to change much. I know we got an incoming president that thinks it's going to happen. But I'll be honest with you, my human, it's not much is going to change. But then I look at it in my Christian eyes, and I know that I have hope. I know that there's a hope in a new year because of Christ. There's a lot of uncertainty, but we know the Prince of Peace.
Yes, sir.
Closing, turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 17. Real quick. I promise you, I'm one of those preachers that when I tell you I'm closing, I'm doing my Brother Hubert 4 or 5 times. And we can erase that for he doesn't see that. Jeremiah chapter 17, beginning verse 5. Give me just a second. There we go. Verse 5 says this. Chapter 17, verse 5. I'm sorry, verse 7. Yeah, verse 7. But blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and their confidence. They are like trees planted along a riverbank with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long drought, months of drought. Their leaves stay green and they never stop producing fruit. Notice, church, what it said. It said those that trust and hope in the Lord. That's where our hope is tonight. It's not in the stock market. It's not in the presidency. It's not in my paycheck that I get from Walmart. It's not in what's under the Christmas tree. In a few days, my hope is in Jesus. My hope is in the Lord. My trust is in Him. My trust is not in my bank account, because if it was, I'd be in trouble. But church, my hope is in Jesus. My hope is in the Lord. It says that those are like trees beside the water with roots that run deep into the water. Trees that are got a water source are the trees that have the deepest roots and the trees that stand and flourish the most and have the most fruit. Tonight, church, we need to be planted by the water. We just sung too about He's the living water. We need to get our camp set up. We need to plant our roots deep and let them flow. How do we do that? We come to church. We continue to come to church. 2020 has been a year where the church has been challenged. In California, they still can't go to church. They're still getting fined. And pastors are opening up the doors. And God is meeting those needs. But they're facing tons of fines. And who knows what's going to happen in 2021. The heat's probably going to be turned up more than likely. But church, we need to come to church and plant our roots deep. Notice it says such trees are not bothered by heat or long drought. We're not bothered by heat or long drought. You know, we had to face about a month or 2 months of not coming to actual church. But you know what? Our roots were deep in the source, in Christ Jesus. And we're still here. We faced a drought, didn't we? We couldn't come to church. But we still survived because our roots were deep. It says, more than now than ever, church, we need to plant ourselves to the water because Jesus is the living water. We need our roots to run deep. Repeating that again. We need to keep coming to church and we need to keep worshiping Him no matter how hot it gets. And by all accounts, the forecast looks like the heat is going to be turned up on us Christians. And if we know our Bible, we know the persecution is coming. Amen? There's no way around it. Jesus said that there's going to be persecution. If they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. I don't know about you, but I don't like persecution. I don't like confrontation. That's something I'm having to work with. I don't like that. I like it easy. I don't like to be persecuted. But church, if we want to stand for Christ, we're going to have to face that. And like Pastor said, there's still going to be some things come. We may have to do without some electricity, some other things, some things that we've been pampered and that we like. And I'm with you. I like them too. But we're going to have to face some heat. And when we face that heat, are we going to be able to withstand the drought because are our roots deep in the Lord? Or are they just shallow? Because some people that come to church, their roots aren't very deep. And so when the drought comes, they're not going to be able to make it. That's what the Word says right there. We can trust in the Almighty and we can face it, whatever comes our way. All we can do for the rest of 2020 and 2021 is put our hope in Jesus. Stand with me tonight. We need to be known tonight, church, as hope dealers. You know, when somebody, I've never been involved in drugs, but when a person gets involved in drugs, and anybody that's been in it, you have a drug dealer. You have somebody you go to get that source, to get those drugs, to get that hit, that fix. You got to have somebody, you got to have a supplier, unless you're that supplier. But you got to have a dealer. What if we were known as hope dealers? All of us probably know somebody in our life that has dealt drugs, or we know a certain drug dealer somewhere. What if people at our jobs, our schools, the stores knew that we were hope dealers? And when we walked in, hey, that's a person that has peace and joy and love. Something's different about them. I need to go to them. I need what they've got. See, that's what a drug person does, is they go to a drug dealer because they got to have what they're selling. They got to have that fix. What if when we walked in Walmart, we walked in the bank, or we walked into the drive-thru at Taco Bell after we've been in line for 9 cars back, and we begin, and they said, that person has got something I want. What is it about that person? They're a hope dealer. Our co-workers, our family members, our employees, do they know we're a hope dealer? Can they come to you tonight and can they receive hope? These last 2 weeks, week and a half, whatever's left of 2020, can somebody come to you? When you gather around with your family, can somebody in your family that's struggling, can they come up to you and receive hope? Or will they be miserable? Think about it tonight, church. Are we hope dealers? Bow your heads with me. Father, come before you tonight, thanking you, Father, for your word, Lord, which is precious. Lord, thank you tonight for your moving. Father, I praise your holy name. Lord, have your will, have your way these next couple seconds, minutes.